Friends, the newborn baby Moses was miraculously delivered after Pharaoh ordered the killing of all male Hebrew babies. Pharaoh's daughter decided to adopt him as her own son and handed him over to Jochebed, his mother, to nurse and take care of him on her behalf. In time, Moses moved to Pharaoh's palace. He received the highest level of education and professional training and enjoyed the comforts and privileges of being part of the royal family. He was aware, however, of his Hebrew lineage. Friends, as Moses observed the oppression and injustice inflicted on his Hebrew relatives, he quietly but steadily developed a strong sympathy for them. One day he decided to side against an Egyptian who caused sufferings to a Hebrew man. When Pharaoh heard that Moses killed an Egyptian in defense of a Hebrew, he ordered his arrest and execution. Moses hid and ran far away. He became a wanted fugitive and ended up by a well in the land of Midian. There he showed principled courage by opposing the shepherds who did not allow the daughters of Jethro, the priest of Midian, to take water for their family's flocks. Friends, we need to keep in mind that Jethro was also a great grandson of Abraham. He descended from the line of Midian, one of Abraham's sons, born to Keturah, whom Abraham married after his beloved wife Sarah passed away. Abraham faithfully taught the ways of God to all his household. They all knew that God told him of the 400 years of slavery. So Jethro was aware of that, and Moses must have learned about it from his parents and other relatives in Egypt. When Jethro heard of the brave kindness of an Egyptian to his daughters, he enthusiastically invited him into his home. He knew that the 400 years of slavery were about to be completed, and a person coming from Egypt might have news about it. Little did he know that Moses was a distant relative. Jethro happily allowed Moses to marry one of his daughters. They became family. Friends, clearly, when Moses and Jethro compared notes, they found out that they had so much in common, and they enjoyed fellowship, they rejoiced in the same hopes and aspirations for the end of the Israelites' slavery in Egypt. In this way, Moses no longer felt lost and lonely as a fugitive. Jethro, a priest, a faithful man of God, became his brother and spiritual father, mentor and encourager, as well as father-in-law and grandfather of his children. Gradually, Moses became ready for a direct encounter with the true living God and get prepared for his calling to lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. We read in the third chapter of Exodus. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Do not come near. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings. Friends, as Moses and Jethro fellowshipped together, they learned more and more of the divine plan of blessing promised to come through Abraham's special offspring. The promise was not for the blessing only of Isaac's descendants through Jacob's 12 tribes, but also for the Midianites and for all the dispersed tribes of humanity. Like Abraham, their great-grandfather, the chief patriarch of saving faith, they waited for this deliverer, the promised offspring, Jesus the Messiah. Hallelujah.